Let's move on to Board of Directors and Chief's Report. Item 9A is the Finance Committee Report. And let me think here, the Finance, I would just say that the Finance Committee did have a meeting, suggested a couple of things that the Chief Cole, and maybe you're going to speak to him, is looking into as far as LAIF, moving our accounts to LAIF, and also reviewing whether we should open up a fund with CalPERS for healthcare.
Trust.
And with that, maybe you want to go over the monthly statement, Chief?
Just some of the highlights of the statement, if you will. If I could draw your attention, obviously the first page that you have here will be changed to reflect those. I will have that for the Finance Committee, as we discussed. But more importantly, if you look at the revenue detail, you'll see that we're, you know, in month 8, about 66% of the budget cycle. And if you look at the bottom page, total revenue that came in is showing you at about an 84% of total revenue, budget revenue come in. However, that's also including the $454,000 and $75,000. So when you back that out, we're really more to the point about 78% of actually what we budgeted for again. Also, if you turn to the next page of the monthly expense report, you'll see that that's showing we're about 50% of our salary and benefits budget. It's more like 54% because we have received the first, if you will, series of invoices from Cal Fire for the Point Montero contract. And then if I can draw your attention to, you know, the second to last page, 5 or 6, you're going to see that we're approximately, you know, 61% total in our budget right now. So, you know, we're tracking very good. It's good. So that's the highlights of the year.
Can I have, for the board, I talked to President Burke about this earlier, but because the Cal Fire contract is really an employment contract, is it possible to move that 5876-20 line item so that it shows up in the subtotals under salaries and benefits? I think it would just let us track against the budget a little more carefully.
Sure. Yeah, we staff and I looked at it when we talked to staff members. So move the 5876-20 to reflect in the salary benefits.
So yes. Agreed. The salary totals in the salary benefits.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? You know, one, if I can find it quickly, that's just a... you know, just as a observation, a year ago, under the Chief's direction and with Chief Jolly, we did, if I understand, a new set of pricing for plan review, and which was, what, a year ago, roughly about that? And I noticed that, gee, the revenue on that item was not keeping up to date, but boy, it sure has kicked in this year. That's great. We're recovering our cost of plan review, which we were not doing before, which is terrific.
None of Keener had money.
Well, so, yeah, that's where this first $75,000.
No, yeah, that kind of misleading.
Oh, no, that could be.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you look at that
yeah.
February
all right.
Number.
Good point. Good point.
So we need to move that number out. Into the
yeah. Or something. Because you just did, you allowed us to do that now. So
and
now
Chief, would you just update the board on the interview with a candidate for helping us with our finances?
Yeah, as the board is well aware, we're looking at improving upon, if you will, our financial, I would say accounting systems, but, you know, looking from top to bottom, not only our budget, but how we process money residing in the county, where we're going to get our best return within on the money that we have, looking at the internal components that we use to reconcile that. And obviously, as I told you when I first came in, it is somewhat, I think, personally, a lost art right now, really trying to look at the county's trial balance sheets and just how they manage our money to get a real clear indication of really where our dollars are at. So we're going to be working with an individual who I interviewed, and other members of the board joined me in that interview, who's going to come in on a consulting basis and help set us up, as we alluded to, similar to what the Fire Protection District in Menlo Park has done, when they brought in their own financial director, who actually is a full-time member of staff. And essentially what we're going to be doing is moving most of our reserves into the LAIF arena and then also possibly establishing a bank account that allows us to, the county will collect our assets and the money's there. They'll charge us for that, but everything beyond that point will be handled by the district, which gives us more of that clarity, I think, and of really where our money's at and what it's doing for. So the interview went well. The individual that we spoke to is well experienced in public, which is important, especially dealing in San Mateo County. And I think I did follow up with Chief Belleville from San Mateo, who did work with him when he was in, and he spoke very highly of the individual, that he's easy to work with.
Good.
And he says he'll accommodate our needs. So with that said, RGS is sending me a proposal, and you know, we're talking about what's informed, what his hourly rate is, and we'll look at the terms and conditions, and I'll have that before. Well, the finance committee will look at that, and we'll bring it before the full board. So,
okay.
Hoping to have that done and in place prior to preparation for next budget year.
Great.
That's all I have on the finance.
Volunteer liaison, Director Hospital.
All right, over the course of the last few weeks, the volunteers have continued their training. Most specifically, we're working with the current group of Blue Stripe probationary volunteers to prepare them to move to the firefighter level within the organization, including working with ladders, any number of fire evolutions, et cetera. We received some training on recognizing and dealing with sudden infant death syndrome. And most recently, volunteers participated in the recovery of the sailing victim out there at Lost Beach the other day, who came up the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve. Some volunteers participated in the structure fire at Friendly Acres the other night, and in at least one case have gone and assisted local residents on medical calls. And then administratively, the volunteers interviewed 9 candidates from high school for scholarships. We'll be awarding $1,500 for scholarships, total 3 scholarships, $500 each in May. So we continue the long participation in that program.
Getting ready for the next big event in May, right?
Yes, we have a crab and salmon feed in May. Hopefully crab. Hopefully salmon. We're still working on the salmon part.
That's the big one.
Again, I believe it's May.
Oh,
3rd?
Yeah. 17th.
May 17th, thank you. May 17th here at the station. So again, the large fundraiser for the volunteer organizations.
It's here again? I was telling Skip, I can't believe the year has gone by. It's been that quick. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Craig. No report on the California Independent Special District Association, item D, ALS, JPA.
Hit it. JPA meeting, the board voted to send a letter to the Board of Supervisors. It was sent out. They had a subsequent meeting with the Board of Supervisors on the 11th or 12th of March. It appears that the board, the majority of the board agreed with the, or capitulated to the requests of the JPA and others. The board asked to have the RFP for the ambulance contract come back on the 26th of March for their next meeting. I believe that the RFP will just have Model B and no communications. Could it be much the same as it is right now, is the way it will go out to bid. The way the service is being provided right now, not the way it was originally written. The next meeting is canceled, and that's it.
Yeah, we will be having an executive committee meeting of the JPA board. We will be meeting on the 20th with representatives from County Health to actually sit down with them and actually get exactly the concerns of the JPA kind of memorialized and hopefully into the RFP. So that's a very positive step. So, and that's happening on Wednesday.
Did I understand you to say it was not a majority vote by the board of supervisors?
I think it was 4-1. Well, I don't even know if they actually voted on it, but The majority of the people wanted it to come, or the supervisors wanted it to go and be rewritten and presented back on the 26th with some changes.
I have one quick. Does it continue to contain the zoning system, mm-hmm. with the percentage compliance per zone?
Again, they're going to tweak that a little bit as far as compliance per zone rather than overall compliance and monthly compliance. And somebody even asked for weekly, but I don't see that one happening. But, they still have it.
Is that it?
Yes.
Ad hoc committee, land and structures, Director McKinney, Director Draper.
Or the chief can handle it.
Okay.
No, baby, so.
Well, we had a good opportunity to get the initial walkthrough of the three stations, Directors Draper, McKinney, and for the first part, Director Lees and myself had a chance to, you know, start here at the station and do an outside walkthrough of the facility, lanes and grounds, look at those areas of concern and need for future planning, financial planning. So we continued that, spent about 2 hours, you know, two and a half, 3 hours going through that. We had a very rough draft punch list. What I now would propose to the group, and I think will be consensus, is that what I'd like to do now is, with our special projects division chief and some land and buildings help, is take that list with another fresh set of eyes and go back through and walk through the facilities with some of, you know, our captains and our chiefs that have kind of, you know, been here and seen some of those things and kind of use ours and then kind of add to that or enhance that so we can actually come up with a prioritized list that we can use for future funding. So, and it's, again, I have to stress this, that the capital needs are very significant here and extremely significant. And they've gone unaddressed for quite some time for various reasons, and I think it's important for us to prioritize that every year and make sure that we're meeting those objectives and prioritizing what capital improvements to be done. So,
Chief, when will we get the final report, the total dollars that should be spent on our buildings?
Well, total dollars will be...
or whatever, some finalization of the process.
Sure. Yeah, I think I'll direct staff tomorrow, one of my chiefs tomorrow, to make that happen, the second phase of the walk, and get the committee, and we'll put a timeline on that, get that to happen quickly. You know, it's easy enough to do with them, you know, whether they're on duty or not, we can make that happen. Then once I get that information, I'll get the ad hoc committee back. We'll sit in a room, look at that list, and work together to kind of prioritize that with some input and get that before the full board. I'd like to be able to have that for you, hopefully by, we've got to talk about next month's board meeting, but for next month, at least something in rough form, rough draft form.
I would hope that we'd have something certainly that next month yeah. rough was certainly something we could use for input of the budget
yes.
in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Doug, did you have a question?
No.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank Bruce and John for their work on this, because it's something that's kind of been put off for some period of time, as the chief has indicated. And I think we really need to step up to it and decide what we're going to do and fix it. Okay. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Attorney's report.
Nothing.
A report. Fire chief's report.
There's Gene. I direct your attention quickly, a few items here, to tab 11. The first thing in front of you, if you'll see, is directed by you last month. We need to go out and request for a proposal for audit services. And so I wanted just to provide for you a copy of what that RFP proposal looks like. I had counsel look at the document, make the necessary change and modifications, and this will be sent out tomorrow, trying to find out who will be our auditor for the 2008 year. The next document in front of you is the February.
Move away from this,
sure.
Chief. Is there something in here? We have these spreadsheets that we internally use to maintain our. We seem to, up till now, been unable to get the auditor to give us a reconciliation between our numbers and what they report. Is there something in here that would ask that that be done?
Not specifically to that, on that reconciliation, no.
Might be something as we're talking to them, see if we can yeah. achieve.
Okay.
Get on the same page.
Chief, the call report, is that what you're
Yeah, February 2008, you'll see that we ran 197 calls for service for February, obviously. Compare that to the January numbers, you know, we had 300 something in January, and that was based on the storms that came through. And you'll see the average calls per day per crew, and then you're noticing that right now, says, what's 44 doing out there? How many calls are they running today? And their A shift ran 1.5 calls, 1.2 on the B shift, and 1.2 on the ESC shift. I looked at that document today when I was going to say, where'd their numbers go? So I apologize for that. But they're averaging approximately 1.3 calls a day. At 44, 41's averaging 2.1, and 40's about 2.8. And then obviously the times on the calls and hours and minutes are below.
As usual, there's the coastside fire workload, so if you actually want to, you look at the document, you can look at the additional information that's there provided from CAD for you. And if you have, you know, anytime when you see this, if you have any questions, just please get a hold of me and I'll make sure that I can clarify or look into other things. The next item for you is notice inviting.
Why are you going away from that? This type of, we had some questions earlier. Is there a way for us to get some stats, not just for 1 month, but overall, start to deal with the kind of calls?
Yes.
You know, medic, et cetera, versus previous years, et cetera, to see if there are any trends?
And two things that Public Safety Communications are working on. They filled out an application that allows me to be able to go in and pull information out. But the difficulty we have in CoSide is that we don't have a CAD connection here in CoSide. So I have to work on getting a CAD connection and a terminal to be able to do that. But I'm working with County Communications. There's a process that allows us to fill out an application, and you're right, we can start pulling our own data and stats. Yes, I am. I'm working on that to provide that. I know that question did come up before. But again, we need to get the terminal and other things there. That said, Chief DeLay has worked very diligently on the project here. Notice inviting bids, if you will look at the first entry there. Looking at replacing all the exterior windows at Station 41, as the Structure and Land Committee recognizes, Station 41 has a couple significant needs right now. We have a roof that is leaking, and that is causing a major problem in the station. We have to deal with that. We're dealing with that now. Part of that is also we have windows that are leaking, windows that are very, very old. So we're noticing inviting bids for both the replacement of exterior windows at Station 41. That's the first bid. And the second one you see is notice inviting steam bills for replacing the roof there at the station. And we have to replace the roof because we have subsequent issues with the water leaking into the heaters. And you know, I will talk to the board at a later date when we talk about our long-term planning about at some point we need to get together and look at really how long we're going to, the timeline we're going to use on dealing with Station 41 and its replacement thereof. So, but this obviously needs to be done. And, you know, as I said, Chief DeLay did a great job getting this together. He's very, very tasked right now. He's doing a good job of taking care of business because he's also doing the command vehicle and other things. If you should see him with a, you know, with a wish list, he's just incredible. I'd like to, he's doing good. So I've got to commend him for that.
Thank you, Chief.
One question, because when we're a replacement of Station 41, obviously the quality of window is directly affected by the length of time we're going to be in the building.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, again, that goes back three to five years.
So we're looking at doing that.
And what's nice is that, you know, he has now, we have, you know Captain Riddell is assisting Chief DeLay in the project, and they're actually working together on it, for me, anyway, identifying some, you know, working through the bidders and the priority list. So, you know, they're working well together, and I anticipate we're going to be moving. And the issue really is adequate funding. I mean, the work's there, and a lot of the work that we're going to be doing is we're going to be able to handle some of the in-house expertise that we have currently, and save the dollars, you know, to the district, and that helps this district when we can save on costs.
Well, to go along with what Director McIntosh is saying, my understanding about Station 41, the proper tool to use to repair that would be a bulldozer.
Yeah, well,
that's my understanding.
Judiciously applied.
Maybe that's what we ought to be considering.
Well, I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, when you look at, I've been doing some preliminary work on what a station a station of that size for a single company with a reserve engine with all the typical, you know, dorms and so forth. Your, you know, again, I'm not talking about construction materials yet, but we're talking right around 3.4 to 3.6.
Yeah, but when you do a building, you're going to have to put up an alternate tent in Foster City, mm-hmm. and that's going to cost, you're going to have a facility there in the meantime.
So there's additional costs there. So, how many of you have been through station build? You understand. And I'm sure that our CAL FIRE representative in the room can attest to that as well. So, that's that. The next item I think is very important. It kind of goes back to some of the comments made by Director McShane earlier. And I'm actually soliciting from the board. I've been contacted by former fire chief from Daly City, Bob O'Donnell, asking us if we'd like to participate in a program called Rebuilding Together. And this is a nonprofit group operating out of San Mateo, which does, you know, rehab work on homes for seniors or for those that have low-income families and they just can't afford to do anything. And this year, there are a number of projects that are going to be done in San Mateo County. And we are, you know, fortunate enough to be able to participate and help someone on the coast side, local in need. Individual lives in El Granada, So what I'm asking you is to see if there's any interest of this organization in, from the board, in volunteering some time, a day, I think it's April 26th, it's a Saturday, to go out there and participate in whether it's painting or helping move through some furniture and doing some work for a day to kind of give back. I would ask that you would consider that. I will be spending my day out there. I've already had this discussion with our labor representative from the union, and I think that we're going to find out how many other folks would like to kind of give back. I mean, there's a good need there. So if you're interested, please let me know.
What day of the week is it?
Saturday. It's the day before the event at Sunday is the
Dream Machine.
Thank you, sir. Dream Machine. So we're okay, you know, as far as traffic and so forth. So if you are interested and would like to help out, does that sound like something? Please let me know.
The date, I'm sorry, the 17th?
26th. Of April.
There's a letter in your correspondence letter.
April 26th. Okay. And again, there's a little, you have some information there relevant to as well. So, other than that, one thing the chief's report that I have to bring to your attention is obviously we found a glitch in the IT system here, and I just want to advise the board members that, well, I've been feeling, wow, they just must not have any questions for me, and, you know, no comments. Well, we've come to find out that your board director addresses are being referenced, your email addresses were referenced to hmbfire.org. My IT person for 3 or 4 of you put those in wrong. So what I've done, I've tasked him with making sure that you did, in fact, your emails that you provided to us at your initial meeting are now going to be updated. I have experienced some kickback from, I talked to one board member, we did change it for, I believe, Director Cockrell, and I sent you one today. I don't know if you received it.
Chris,
you got, I don't know about, I just haven't heard back from you, Chris. If you can just check.
I'm going to get home on that.
Thank you. That just lets you know. So as a result of that, obviously, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, we make sure the committees that were established, we need to get that issue back on the table. We talked about strategic plans. I like, personally, the idea of the workshop. I mean, of course, great. Because I think the more we can collectively look at this, because it's going to be us looking at it anyway, get the committee together and, you know, get a workshop going. That said, last I have, sir, is just in the issues that are in correspondence. You will see that the Special District Leadership Academy, there's a number of classes that some of you may need in there. When you take a look at those, I highly recommend these because this is applicable to this district, you know, whether it's a board of director or a trustee. There's a series of 4 classes that go through, you know, governance foundation, setting direction of community leadership, board's role in finance and fiscal accountability, and board's role in human resources. So it's a great training experience. They're done out of Sacramento, and obviously, you know, if you're interested, please let me know if there's those mandated classes that we need to take as well. You're going to check for this Friday?
To see if no, I can't make this Friday, but the next time that class comes around, please let me know.
Okay.
I've gone to some of the classes in America.
A former board member, as you see, you have an invitation from, I believe I sent this out in email form. Some of you got, some of you did it.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah, this is, you know.
Hey, it's
in your packet. There's your invitation.
Give us a password to the email system.
In addition to that, there was obviously some letters to your board members that were addressed to you in correspondence related to the project you already took action on. We have a letter from, again, an individual, Ms. Bingham, talking about she, you know, obviously recognizing the efforts of our service delivery and the work that our men do, and that's always nice to see, and applauding those efforts of what we have here, John Mingstein, John Riddell, Steve Cardozzi, that were on that engine, and then, you know, Chief Keith Roberts, Brent Smith, Jason Morehouse. So I want to applaud our men and continue to do a fine job out there, you know, delivering that service. And last but not least, we have a letter from, I don't know if you know, Dixie Lee Mullins, you know, one of our retirees here is his wife, and unfortunately had a family event, and her issue with her family, and our guys went out there, and, you know, obviously, once we knew who it was, and not that we do anything different, but obviously, there's that connection, and the guys handled themselves excellent. From the analyst group, you know, AMR, to the engine companies, and what we did, she sent a nice letter, and, you know, the district did, in fact, we sent flowers to them on behalf of the district, and they appreciated that. I think she's just recognizing the efforts of the organization, so I want to bring that to your attention, and that's all I have.
Two quick items. First of all, I just wanted to mention Chief Ferrara, just wanted to recognize that he is in attendance, and thank you, Chief, for your continued good work here in Station 44 as well. The other item that, Paul, I mentioned to you about the possibility of a date change for our April meeting, and I bring this up reluctantly, but I knew I was not going to be here, but in talking earlier this evening, I determined that Greg was also not going to be able to make our April meeting, which is the date of
April 15th.
April 15th, right.
And I won't be here either.
Oh, I'll be here April 16th.
April 16th.
Wednesday?
No. I'm going the 5th to the 12th.
A week.
5th to the 13th. Oh,
there's three of you gone.
There's three of us gone. I should suggest we shift it to the following week.
So yeah.
Could we do it? Could we do it on the 22nd?
Sure.
I won't be here on the 22nd. I arranged to be off on the 15th just for the purpose of the
meeting.
You just won the $100.
Well, look, you know, the board would have to decide. There would be three board members missing on the 15th. If we can ask the chief to try to.
If we can do that tonight, it'd be great. If we can look at the date that works in the schedule. If it's the 22nd.
Anytime after the 15th is fine with me, but.
Maybe what days are you going to be
there? JB, what days for you, sir, that week?
That week?
The week of
Monday or Tuesday would be good for me.
Of the following week?
The following week, I'll be gone. The week after that, I'll be available.
So the 29th, you'll be available?
Yes.
Okay.
2 weeks.
That's the 29th. So that's pushing our meeting 5 weeks up. If we have an event that comes between now and 6 weeks, Chief, can we have a board meeting if that happens?
Well, I actually want to look at the workshop date as well. So,
okay.
You know, obviously, we've got to deal with the workshop issue on the policies and hopefully the strategic plan. I'd like to use both of those items for the workshop, but I'd like to do the workshop, obviously, before the 29th. Because I'd like to have a board meeting to be able to finalize the policies.
Then make it better to push it back to the 29th anyway, because we can get a couple workshops in there,
And then.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Money for
do you? I don't know if we need a motion or not. Do we?
We do need a motion.
Do we? Just looking around the table, are people nodding at the 29th?
They all said yes.
Move okay. The April meeting. Regularly scheduled April meeting be to that April 29th.
Correct.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor, say
yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. I would suggest that we post that change
on our website.
And we also.
I don't understand. I don't know what's going on.
Can we
post
it also in the post office?
Can I, hearing no other business, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
So moved. Second.
These two. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?